Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Batch bitch.
Hello.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And welcome back to Batch Bitch. This is a podcast where we bitch about The Bachelor. And it's week...
Seven.
Four. Seven?
It's episode seven.
Yeah, I said week.
Isn't it every episode's a week?
Well, not in real life.
No, sorry, but in the show, right?
Oh, my God. This is the fourth week that it's been airing.
Oh, yeah, but it's in the house. Sorry, I was in the mindset of the girls in the house. I'm sorry.
You, and that's why you're a professional.
Yes.
And I'm a rat. So it's week four to us plebs, but it's week seven.
If you're in the mindset of the girls in the house.
Yeah, and aren't we having fun now, Danielle?
Oh, yes.
We're right in the thick of it.
So much fun.
Of the bullying.
This will ease off, though. This will ease off in the next few episodes. And then we'll just go into boring. Like, sort of like, oh, we're all in love with Matt. And we're all slowly getting picked off and thrown away. And he's more smooches. So that's my prediction for the future.
That's your impression of one of the girls in the house.
Yes. Oh, we're all...
We're all getting picked off. I've been here 7 years. That's Emma. Okay, so it's episode seven.
Mm-hmm.
So let's set the scene. Monique has just left.
Yes.
Tragedy. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, I don't think... I mean, we don't really seem to see anybody being, like, upset. They're more just, like... Sergand and Eleanor are talking about how they don't trust Abby now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is rude.
Get over it.
Rude for the... I don't trust the girl who told the truth.
Just don't call Matt a dog cunt and you'll be all right. So there's a single date card, mm-hmm, complete with a blindfold.
We have a lot of 50 Shades of Grey jokes now.
And they're very funny, aren't they, Danielle?
Oh, I was laughing. I had to pause the TV
so I could laugh. And we laughed and we laughed.
I liked that Emma made a joke. She was like, it's a bit 50 Shades of Grey. I wouldn't be complaining. I was like, okay. So basically what you've told us then... You've tried to be like, oh, I wouldn't mind getting a bit frisky. But what you're saying is that I wouldn't mind quite rough play.
I wouldn't mind getting tied to a bed, blindfolded and fucked.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind being whipped quite hard.
I wouldn't mind signing a sex contract with this man who turns out to just...
Monitor my eating habits.
I have a history of abuse, which explains why he treats me this way. Wouldn't mind
anyway,
it.
Love that. Time for the date.
A bit naughty. yeah, Emma gets this little blindfold date. She's very happy.
Mm-hmm.
She's been looking forward to this,
yes,
for quite some time. They end up in some sort of old building.
Yes, they've been told... It's a sensory deprivation date. Now, I don't know what I thought this would be when they first said it. I thought we were going to, like...
Be in tanks?
Yes. Sort of. Maybe... You know what? Honestly, that could be fun if they were in tanks and we were just, like, seeing them talk to each other when they forget they have bodies. Because that's the whole thing, right? You're supposed to, like, just, like, not be able to tell where you begin and, like, end and the water begins. So you're sort of like a blob in your mind. I'd like to see two people talk as blobs. That could be fun.
I did one of those, but I never felt like a blob.
No?
No.
Hmm. I think you did it wrong.
What do you mean I did it wrong?
No, I just think you did it wrong.
Yeah, it was probably my...
crippling anxiety.
Mental illness.
The whole time I was like, okay, I'll be relaxing any moment now. Can't wait to relax.
The hour's up. Okay.
No, it was unbearably slow because I was worried. When am I going to reach the state? Am I going to reach it in time?
Have they locked me in here?
Yeah, no, there was an emergency button. Okay. That's okay. You can get out. But, you know, it was all right.
Yeah.
Didn't mind it.
But didn't feel like a blob.
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately. I think maybe I'll just, like, buy acid or something if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I don't know what acid does.
Me neither.
We've touched on this before. We're both loser virgins.
Sorry. Loser drug virgin.
We've never taken acid. And that's why you should listen to us, because we're responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they are in a fucking old building.
So,
a little mansion or some shit, right?
Yeah. So the date is basically they blindfold them, then they start to feed each other things and they got to guess what it is. It's a game again. But so the first thing Matt feeds Emma is like a thick slice of truffle, which...
I've never had truffle before.
Okay, truffle is a strong flavour and you only want a teeny bit of that thing.
Just like a little shaving?
The tiniest amount. And they just put a whole fucking chunk of truffle in her mouth. I can't imagine probably how horrific that was. Because I like truffle, don't get me wrong.
She did not like it.
But if you put heaps in my mouth, I'd be like, get that fucking thing out of my mouth.
I can't imagine it's something I would enjoy. Considering I don't like flavour.
Yes, that is true.
She did not like this. She thought it was bugs. She kept saying, is this bugs? He's like, it's not bugs, it's fine, it's food. And she's like, it's bugs.
She did start to freak out a lot, which is quite funny.
Yeah.
Because I thought also, looking at it, I thought the texture would be similar to beef jerky.
Yeah, it looked rank.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat that.
They were chewing for a while, it seemed.
It's supposed to be like fancy shit, right?
Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
It's super expensive. Yeah, like.
It was like this video I watched where... I can't remember. It's like from like this sketch or something. And it's just this woman and she's like, sometimes expensive things are worse. True. Who wants to put fucking truffle in? Yuck. I've never tasted
it. Thing is,
like, I imagine I will hate it. I'll try it.
When you come over, I'll put some truffle salt on.
Of course you'll do that.
It's really tasty, but it's got a very small amount of truffle in it. It's like got enough that you taste it and it like, it's like, a seasoning. Nobody wants... It's like you wouldn't sit there and eat peppercorns, would you?
I wouldn't, no.
So why... Or salt. So why would you sit there and eat truffle? I wouldn't sit there and eat smoked paprika.
Expensive.
Stop it. Stop feeding me.
You have to get a pig to find it in the ground, Danielle.
Or a dog.
Or... Okay, sorry. Sorry to be exclusionary.
There's truffle hunting dogs, all right?
I just imagine you'd be more drawn to the pigs.
Oh, yeah, but I mean...
Oh, absolutely.
The dogs exist, that's not...
Anyway, she says it tastes crap. So then he puts the blindfold on and she feeds him...
chocolate cake! How could he ever guess what that is?
He got it in the end, didn't he?
Yeah, well, obviously. If I was on a date with a man who I fed him chocolate cake and he... couldn't work out what chocolate cake was, I'd be like, okay, there's something wrong with you. I'm not dating you, sir, man who doesn't know what chocolate cake tastes like.
That wasn't even his first guess, though.
What was his other guesses? We didn't see other guesses, though, did we?
I swear that was his second guess.
What the fuck was he going to guess?
I can't remember what it was.
If anybody knows what Matt guessed the chocolate cake was, let us know, please. If he said, like, vanilla cheesecake, I need to know.
And then we'll just murder him.
Yes.
Terrible crime.
Seemingly he never.
He still hasn't responded to any of my messages asking him if he's a gamer, by the way.
Oh, my God.
How am I supposed to find out what kind of man he is?
I think you probably need to wait till the end of the season and then you can ask maybe again.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to reply to any messages until the season's over.
I heard he's a bit of a fan of some of our friends.
Who?
I think we could make our way in.
A fan of which friends?
Oh, just like comedians that we know.
Oh, okay.
And clearly the podcast. I'm sure he's a huge fan of the podcast too.
Our podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. When he's not gaming. And if that is wrong, then I'd love for someone to fact check it and tell me if he games. Anyway, there's just a lot of shots of them like laughing and feeding each other. I don't see any real chemistry. What do you think?
No, I don't see any real chemistry here. But Matt seems to say that they've got chemistry, and they both say that they've developed a connection.
Well, here's the thing. After their little feeding weird shit, they have their little couch time, and Emma's saying stuff like, my feelings are off the charts right now, and you make me feel like I was in a romantic black and white movie today.
Yeah, that would turn me off.
It's like, what? I mean, yeah, I guess because there's like a lot of money involved.
I just don't. I also haven't watched much black and white movies as well.
Yeah, me either.
So boring. I'd be like, I don't know what that is.
Except like Schindler's List.
Haven't watched that.
Oh, it's real fun. Real fun watch. Anyway, he gives her a gift. And it's like a wooden panel. And etched into it is her words in sound wave form that she said when she first met him. She said, I love being in love. And then I guess she's like starts crying at how beautiful the gift is. And then he gives her a rose and they make out.
Yeah, that was weird.
What is going on?
Number one, I was like, shh. So who made this wood? Because usually we don't see a gift that hasn't been advertised on the show.
I think he up with that.
You think he just came up with that?
Yeah, because I think the bachelor / bachelorette can be as involved in the planning of the dates as they want.
Okay.
I remember Georgia Love saying that once, and so she was very hands-on, but I don't think most of the time they are, because most of the time it's guys and they're like,
I don't know.
Like Honey Badger, what if, absolutely not ever.
Something that means we get in the pool. So there's bikinis, please. That's what I would like. That's Honey Badger.
Yeah. But you did it a little more coherent than
he. Yeah, I didn't want to faff on talking about cockatoos and bullshit.
But I think Matt put this put that wooden thing together himself. I mean, I don't think he made it himself.
Oh, but yeah, he didn't.
He ordered it in.
Yeah.
He's like, I want this. And then they went and got it for him so he could give it to her because he loved that sentence so much. I don't get it. I don't see it. It's just her blowing smoke up his ass the entire time, which I don't think she's doing in like a, like I think she genuinely believes it. But she just keeps talking about like how wonderful he makes her feel. It's too much. It's too much. Because you can see all the other girls who are like, oh my God, I've had such a good time. Like, ooh, am I falling for this guy? But she's just like, yep.
Done.
I'm already there.
I think as well, though, some girls would come into the show like with this idea as well that it's so crazy that they got on the show that to them they're like, well, this must be it.
Fate.
It's fate. Yeah. I think there'd be some girls who were like, yes, this is it.
She's a big fate girl.
Yeah.
Especially when he's that hot. You'd be like, oh, of course this is fate.
Yeah, because she doesn't seem to be promoting anything. You know, there's not like a...
I think she's there for genuine reasons. Yeah. I just think she is just insane. Like,
oh, how dare
you? No, she's not insane. She's just like so smitten and it's just like it's not real. It doesn't seem real to me.
Yeah, but to her it's probably extremely real and she's been in that house for 7 weeks now.
Yeah.
And she's like, if you've thought it's fate and you're in this fairy tale scenario with cameras around... Fairy tale.
Part of fairy tale is being fucking famous.
And she'd also have like producers around her egging her on as well. Yeah. Like, yes, Matt's always talking about you. He loves you. He's just taking these other girls on a date because, you know, the show's only got this many weeks left and we need to keep it going. If he wanted to, he'd end the show right now and just take you away.
I don't think they would tell her that.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm putting my production hat on, okay?
Okay. You should be in the show Unreal because of how unethical you are. How about that?
Sorry.
So that was all very nice. And you can tell they didn't just kiss at the end because Matt had, like, wet lips the entire time. Did you notice that on the couch?
No.
His lips are always glistening, like his top lip, like just above his lip.
Maybe he was, maybe he'd had a drink.
No.
No? This was...
That was saliva.
Okay. Yuck.
And then we have possibly the worst group date of all time.
Yeah.
I would say. This is like the cringiest shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
So first of all, they talk about how they're going to have to, there's going to be a democratic process.
I would have liked to have seen them, because, you know, like, this thing was them all rating themselves or whatever.
Yeah.
Trying to all of them work out together where they fit on the scale of whatever topic. I would have liked them to ask the question, hottest to not hottest.
That's so mean.
Yeah, I know, but it would have been so funny to see people be like, I'm hotter than you.
Sorry, but look at you, you ugly bitch.
I would have, in an old... different world, that would have been very funny to watch.
Oh my god, that would have been even worse than all of this.
I know, but
so hard to watch.
Still.
So the first thing gets them to rank, like Osh is there, he's like, rank yourself from most selfless to least selfless. And then like Matt's like, this is such an important quality to me. So then they all rank themselves, and then Cassandra says, I'm gonna be selfless and put myself in the most selfish position.
Yeah.
And then it says, okay, the five most selfless ladies, you're so selfless, thank you, you're out of the game. And then I was like, that's so fucking funny, and I love that so much.
I thought that was real funny, yeah.
And then, put the microphone next to
me. Sorry.
So then I was like, that is great, because that's a good lesson to learn, is that if you're selfless, yeah, you don't get anything in return. If you're really selfless, then that shouldn't matter to you. Or you can be selfish too.
Yeah, I thought it was very funny.
Until you come back from the ad break, and then it turns out
it's the best thing ever.
They all get a rose.
Yeah,
just done. Automatically.
That's crazy. You can't save five women straight away.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
What if it was the one he was? But there's enough dumpable ones that it's fine.
Okay. Rude. By the way, just want to say Chelsea's outfit was insane here. It was so good.
I didn't pay attention to
it. She was wearing a hot pink suit.
Oh, she was wearing a pantsuit.
Yeah. And then, like, with this pastel pink singlet underneath it that had a square neckline that sat perfectly with the suit. I was obsessed.
Well, when you have a perfect rig, it's very easy to dress well.
That is true. But, I mean, wardrobe did a good job with that one.
Yeah. So the five that are freaking... the five that just automatically got a rose are Emma, Ellie, Kristen, Elena, and Chelsea, which are all kind of favorites. So, yeah. I mean, lucky Matt.
Yes.
But anyway, so then we go back to the other girls, and this is the worst. They've done this before. It's so cringeworthy.
You cannot do intelligence.
Okay, so the first one they do is fun.
Yeah.
They say, rank yourself from least to most fun. Cassandra puts herself in first position.
Yeah.
The most fun person to watch. No one would say that. And basically what happens is they rank themselves, and whoever the bottom two are, the other five girls vote on which one they think is actually the least.
Yeah.
Right? So it's fun, and Cassandra puts herself at the top, and then Abby and Nicole are standing in the bottom two, and then Abby says... it's so mean to make people have to fight for themselves, because Abby has to say the words, I'm sorry guys, but we have so much fun. Which is the worst sentence I've ever heard. So they kind of just like, it's just like they're awkwardly standing there waiting for someone to move.
Yeah.
And then Cass goes, okay, and she puts herself in the second last position. And then unanimously gets voted the least one.
That's so sad.
She put herself at the top, but then she unanimously got voted out.
Yeah. Poor lady. It's weird when you have a different idea of yourself to what other people have.
Right? Where would you put yourself on the fun scale?
Well, it also... okay, so it depends, like, what situation I'm in.
Just the average person.
To the average person... I'm probably pretty unfun because I'm going to have social anxiety around a stranger. So I'm not going to be very fun. I'm going to be very quiet.
I'm not saying to a stranger. I'm just saying, like, in terms of just how fun you are as a person.
I think I'm pretty fun.
See, now you sound like every girl.
Exactly.
Australia has a real problem with people talking about their qualities.
Yeah.
We can't do it, man. I would put myself, like, midway.
Midway?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Just having fun.
And that's just another example of the type of fun that we have.
Oh, I see. When I think I'm fun, what I mean is I do fake bullying.
That is fun. I'm number one then.
How dare you?
Okay, so the next one is intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
I'd fucking shoot myself straight to the top for this one.
All right.
I have no, which is what Sagan does, who's also an engineer.
Okay, yes.
So I'm fine with that. And then Nikki gets voted out.
Yeah.
Brutal, but it's fine.
Yeah.
And then the next one is passion. And Abby puts herself first. And people are just like, that what? Isn't true.
Okay, we've seen them pash.
Yeah, it was.
Do you know where the word pash comes from? Passionate.
Does it?
I have no idea.
I think it probably does.
I think it does, yeah. We were just passion.
Yeah, that's passionate. True. Yeah. She is passionate.
Yeah.
But I think they thought like, oh, she's like 23 and she has some like random job. She's not passionate. Like about.
Oh, see, in this, I'm thinking about passionate in the relationship is what I thought this question was. Not as in passionate for different things.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
That's up to you.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sagan gets voted out. She's not happy.
Fuming.
And then the next one is honesty. And Abby puts herself first. There's three people left. It's Abby, Mary, and Brianna. Who the fuck is Brianna?
Yeah.
And then Mary is third. And she's like, can we swap? Because I'm so honest. I'm too honest. Which is, like, fair.
Yeah.
Because Mary is honest. I mean, she calls everyone bitch all the time.
Yeah.
And then Abby has to defend herself again. Says, I literally cannot lie. Which is, like, I mean, it's fair. The thing that everyone was mad at her for was telling Matt something.
Yeah.
That was true. But Abby, won't swap with her, so then they vote between Mary and, because she's like, I'm the most honest, but then brutally again Mary gets voted out.
Yeah. Oh well, sorry Mary.
Sorry. So then it's just down to Abby and Brianna.
Yes.
And the winner of this will get a rose.
Yes.
And what they have to do is talk to Matt about the qualities that they want
in their future relationship.
Yes.
What a relationship means to them, or their, like, ideal relationship.
Yeah, some wanky shit like that.
Yeah.
Abby talks to Matt, and she says she wants honesty and emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Some other shit.
And speaks to him like a normal person.
Yes.
With, like, a hint of, ooh, ooh, baby.
A hint of passion, would you say? Hello.
A hint of, there's some fireworks in the air.
Yeah.
Know?
Meanwhile, this is all.
He's got a boner. We
being
know.
Being live streamed to the other girls back in the house.
Who are picking apart everything.
Yeah, because they desperately do not want Abby to win this rose. They just want Brianna to win. And
well,
they're like,
fair,
well.
If it was any other girl in the house that was getting the attention that Abby's getting, they'd all be turned on that person as well.
Oh, absolutely.
They all want to win.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Yeah, but Abby's doing a good job.
Yeah, she's doing a good job.
Anyway, they're like, oh, she did pretty well. Come on, Brianna. And then Brianna sits down with Matt and just has the most awkward conversation.
She basically says, I like fun. I want a fun relationship. Fun is all I care about.
Yeah.
Fun is fun. Fun. Fun.
And he says, oh, you've got like a lot of pages written down there. Is there anything else? She says, that's basically it.
I reckon there was other stuff in there. There was definitely other stuff in there that she was like, too full on.
Yeah.
Too real.
Yeah. But they all seem pretty surprised at how little Brianna has to say. And they're like, oh, fuck. That means Abby's going to get the rose. Oh, fuck. And then Abby does get the rose.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. And then they're all upset. And then two of them say, the only thing that can make me happy is enjoying our Magnum ice cream, and then suddenly they both have tubs of Magnum ice cream that they're eating.
Yeah, that was so. I also liked it was funny to see who was actually eating them, because it panned around then, like, after the initial taste of the Magnum ice creams, and then some people just put theirs down.
Who was eating them?
I think Nikki was eating hers.
Yeah, she's a real one.
I think Chelsea was eating hers.
Chelsea with that rig.
I'm pretty sure. Mm. Yeah. But then Rachel wasn't eating hers. I don't know. Anyway, these are the things that
this
I was
all
noticing.
The goss.
I just thought it was funny because those, like, me and Jono have got one of those once and they're horrible. For
are
some
they?
Reason, Magnum ice cream, you know, like a Magnum ice cream, like a from the shop, like on a paddle pop type
Absolutely.
Situation. Best situation.
Delicious. I could go for one right now.
I'd go for a choc almond one, right? The one with the chocolate almond around the outside.
Yep.
It's my favorite. If we go, if we're going to go get one.
Very well described by the title, choc almond.
Choc almond. But these things are just like the, it's like the top is chocolate in the container and then it's got ice cream in the middle. But it's not good ice cream. It's not. Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't good. I didn't like it.
Maybe it's just because it's like colder or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd be very surprised if the ice cream was different.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like it. It was bad. I didn't like it. So I can't. Maybe they weren't eating it not because they were trying to cut down on calories or something. Maybe they weren't eating it because they were like, this is bad. This is not tasty.
And that's the inside scoop.
Yeah. Very good pun.
Right?
You looked at
I
you were so
puns.
Happy.
Yeah, but it was too easy, that one, because it was something I was going to say anyway. And then I was like,
do you have
maybe,
a favorite ice
maybe
cream?
Danielle will finally laugh at something I say.
Well,
there was a Magnum flavor called Gold.
Okay.
Which I really liked, but it's gone now.
What was that?
It was like kind of honeycomb-ish.
Okay.
It was just good.
All right.
And then it just sort of disappeared. It was limited edition.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. If anyone finds a Magnum Gold.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's probably going to be gross because it'll be like an old one that's covered in shards of sort of ice around the outside.
That's all right. I'll defrost it.
Okay.
So we get to our rose ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Osher comes in.
This is a live rose ceremony.
That's what he says.
Yes.
And they say, what the fuck are you talking about? Well, it
did you listen? I said live rose ceremony, girls.
Yeah, that's what Osher says. And then he storms out. Basically, what this means is Matt's just going to give out roses during the night.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have one by the end of the night, you're gone. Which is so mean.
Yeah.
How so anxiety-inducing.
Oh, horrific.
Because you're like, I better get a rose at the end of this three-minute chat.
I better
or
go
I'm
have a good conversation.
Doomed. Better perform well. So the people who already have roses are Emma, Ellie, Abby, Kristen, Elena, Chelsea, Matt. I know they're all different people, but they really blend together when you say all their
Oh
names.
Yeah.
And then we just see some people. Nicole gets a rose. Elena. Elena. This shot of Elena saying Abby's a very different person on camera and off camera. Whatever. And then this is where Sagan is like, I'm gonna fight Abby. For some reason. Right?
Yeah. Wait, she says, I'm going to fight Abby.
No, she's like, I'm going to confront her.
Okay. I was like, well, that's insane.
Well, I mean, that's basically what she means. So Sagan goes up to Abby and, like, sits her down and says, I feel like you put on an act sometimes. And then brings up again, she can't get over that fucking question with the, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And Abby said, married with kids. And Sagan has just held on to that. Forever, and she will continue to do so. And then Abby's all flustered, and she said,
she's like a 95-year-old woman, just like that time Abby said,
yeah. And Abby's like, I don't know what to tell you. And then she's like, this is so funny because I'm known for being honest. This is like, maybe this is like if I went in there, because everyone's always telling me that I'm honest to a fault,
yeah,
to the point of being a cunt. And then everyone was just saying
everybody
that I was
calls
like,
me a cunt because I'm so honest.
But that's just who I am. So if you don't like it, then you shouldn't get over it. But like if I went in there and everyone's like, you're so two-faced. So I feel like that's what's happening to Abby here.
Yeah, that would suck. Also, she's not being two-faced though.
No.
She's like, because one time, like we weren't there for the discussion about what she said about children and stuff.
Mm.
But, like, you can, like, be like, oh, I don't know right now, but, you know.
And also, she could just
Or you can just be like,
like,
I don't want them right now.
Or she could just, she could want to be with someone but not get married because, like, a lot of people think marriage is dumb.
Yeah.
Rightly so.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
But you can't really say that to Matt. Paper. You can't really explain that in a short time. Be like, oh, yeah, I want a life partner, but I don't know how I feel about marriage, but I definitely want a long-term commitment.
Especially when the only answers you can give are A, B, or C.
Yeah.
Can't really write in a little clause.
Hi, life partner, please, for me.
And you have 10 seconds. So Gern says, you've said certain things that have come back to bite you, so just be careful. And this is where Abby starts to look like she's going to cry, and I start to feel extremely sorry for her because, like, she just looks so, like, alienated.
Yeah.
And isolated by everyone, which is just, I hate it so much. And then cut back, people are getting, like, panicked about Matt not giving them a rose. Nikki talks to Matt for a while and doesn't get a rose after her chat, so she's sort of freaking out. This is the cheerleader, who I do not think is going to win.
No.
She's just there for fun, I think. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. She's like...
I mean, I'm sure she's there to meet him, but, like, they're keeping her around because she came in a fucking cheerleader uniform.
Every time when me and Jenna are watching it, we see her, we're like, how is she still here?
Bit of fun.
Because, like, she keeps on beating people who, like, we actually know sometimes. I'm like, how? We don't know anything about Nikki.
We know she likes Magnum ice cream when she's feeling stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And that she cheers.
All good things.
And then Brie has another chat with Matt. And then it's awkward because they talk about the future and what her plans are. And then she's like, I'm not looking to get married immediately. And then I think you, like, cut to a talking head of Matt. He seems, like, to really not like that.
I'm confused by him a bit because, like, does he care about the woman he's going to be with, or is he just looking for, like, a version of a woman? Because it's like, if he's just ready to settle, that's not like give people time.
He's Allie 2.0.
Yeah, like, you can't have a time frame of, like, married and kids within 5 years. Like, what happens? What happens if you do pick that lady, right? And then just something happens. What if you can't get pregnant? What if whatever, you know, like...
What if she dies?
Life's gonna... Yeah. Like, you can't just do... That's rude. But, I mean, I guess if you say...
He just wants to do it soonish.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's just like...
It seems
really
like your priorities wrong. It seems like
the
you
kids
should
I can understand, right? Kids as like, I want kids. That's fine. The marriage thing is like, you'll be together anyway. I can't understand why the marriage thing is important.
I mean, you don't want to have bastard children, Naomi. Are you kidding me? Do you know how hard it is to be a bastard child? People won't hire you. They find out. They're like, no, that kid's a bastard.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you should have thought about that.
Well, you know. Anyway, Bree says, he says, so what are your life plans? And she says, I don't really think past a weekend, which is a bad thing to
say. Bree, take a leaf out of Abby's book. This is like partly a game, yeah. You know? Like, oh my God.
So she leaves. He like says, I don't think this is going to work out. You know what I like about Matt? Is that I don't think he shies away from, if it's really not working,
yeah,
he'll, like, just tell them on the spot rather than, like, sort of not wanting to confront it straight away, which is what I feel like the honey badger did.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, also, the honey badger seemingly wanted to get it in a bit. You know? He was like, we'll keep the ones around I want to make out with for a bit longer. I'm not going to pick any of them anyway. So, honestly, what does it matter? What does it matter if I keep one that doesn't match with me? Because even if they do match, I'm still not going to keep them around.
Do you think the honey badger would ever go on Bachelor in Paradise?
No.
He'd never return to the franchise.
He's never returning to the franchise.
No.
And Australia would be pissed off.
Yeah, but...
Australia would be like, why is that man coming back for a second chance at love? He's just going to ruin some girl's life again.
Well, I mean, we had Richie on. Am I right?
That's true.
Piece of shit. Team not Richie forever. Anyway, yeah, so Brie leaves and then Matt comes back with a rose for Nikki.
Which I
could have left it.
Yeah, because Osha said he could pick how many would go home, and I was like, she's gonna go.
She was extremely happy, but yeah, it won't last. There's no way she's gonna win. They just have absolutely no chemistry.
No.
It's just like watching two acquaintances talk.
Yeah. He seemed more like a friend with her. He was like trying to give her encouragement.
Yeah. Anyway, I think there's probably just like for the number of
spots,
episodes that we have left. Anyway, and then yeah, so Nikki, and then yeah, so Bree's gone home, and Sagand is like, I'm so mad that because of Abby, Bree's gone home. Oh, it's like,
you saw.
And it's like, well, I mean, she's going to go home eventually.
Yeah. This is,
come on. And that's when people started to turn on Sagand on Twitter. They were like, come on, man.
But you saw the chats.
You saw it unfold.
Sagand, you saw their chats.
You had it live streamed to you.
Yeah.
Bad. Very bad.
I liked it. Sagand also saw Abby with him, and she was like, well, I'm sold. Yeah. Exactly. Why are you blaming Abby?
Sold by her fucking dirty charade where she pretends that she's into him.
Sorry.
But actually, she is into him. But
you
she
can't
might not
fake
get
those
married.
Passionate kisses.
No, you can't. That was hot. All right, and then that's that episode. And then we have episode 8, week 8 in the house, in the mind of the girls.
Yep, my girl Kristen gets her date.
Finally, China girl.
I love her.
Again, let's say she is white. I'm not just saying that about a Chinese woman.
No.
She's a white woman who loves China.
But, the show keep pushing the China thing. It's like she wrote in her bio she can speak Chinese, and now they keep making her say Chinese stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. We've seen like the little snippets of her throughout the show, and all she's done is been kind to other girls. All she's done like is she called, I think somebody in the car a few weeks ago was bitching about another girl, and Kristen was like, "What? No, she's good." She called somebody out and was nice about somebody. Then last episode, she also, I didn't write it down because you know I'm not you.
What?
Like, because you write stuff down when you see it, and I just mentally go, oh, that was nice. What? I should be pausing it, but I don't. I just write dot points like, now on boat.
Oh, great. Really helpful.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why don't you just type it on your phone?
Because my phone's not near me.
Why not?
Because I don't keep it near me a lot of the time.
Well, that you're just a fucking psycho, and that's more proof that you're actually 80 years old.
Okay. So sorry. Yeah, she like said something nice. She was like, no, you're going to kill it to somebody. And I was like, oh, that's nice.
Going to kill what? Oh, like
hanging out with Matt or something.
Right, yeah. I thought you meant like a fish or something they were trying to feed.
All right, Danielle, calm down over there.
So Matt does say her passion for China is undeniable.
Yeah.
But let's see if there's, you know.
Passion for me.
Yeah, hello. And then in her, like, asides, they make her talk.
Chinese.
Yeah. Clearly they're just making her speak Chinese.
They're making her do it all the time.
Yeah, they're doing, say that in Mandarin.
Yeah.
Is that the one she talks? I don't know. And anyway, so then they go kayaking. And their kayaks capsize.
Oh.
And they're like, ah, we're splashing around in the water. Ah. And it's like Grease. Have you seen that movie?
Grease?
Sing about splashing around in the water.
Oh, yes. Summer loving. That song?
Did she put up a fight? That one. all a bit of fun. Anyway, they finish kayaking, and then they have this, they have a game of
hugs and kisses.
Not noughts and crosses, but hugs and kisses.
Very cute.
Otherwise the same as noughts and crosses, but just a little bit more lame. So then they play noughts and crosses. Sorry, hugs and kisses. And Kristen wins a foot massage. Was that the bet?
Yep, she wins a foot massage. And at some point, he's starting to foot massage, and she says, "Don't stop there if you want to go.
If you want to finger me,
if you
want to
go
she
a bit
means?
Higher, yeah, I think that's what she's like. Oh, just keep on. Yeah, just do whatever you want.
Just
honestly,
right up.
Like you said, there might not be any places to masturbate in the house. She could be horny as shit.
Oh my god, she'd be throbbing.
She got like a shirtless man right there.
Rubbing her feet.
Sensual.
Hello.
Yeah. And
now
then,
we're throbbing.
Now then they make it less sensual.
Yes.
What's wrong with this man?
She gives him a foot rub, and then she's rubbing his chest with like coffee grounds, or something like that, right? It's like an exfoliation type thing. What is wrong with this man? I don't know. He has no respect.
Why does he keep putting things in women's eyes?
So they start like putting the coffee grounds on each other's faces or whatever.
And then he rubs.
But he like packs it all over her face and in her eyes. Onto her eyes. It's like packing like gritty mud all over her face.
What's
all over
wrong
her beautiful,
with him?
Perfect face.
First, Chelsea gets this fucking
cake batter.
Then
across the face.
Emma gets blindfolded. Now, Kristen's getting granules put in her eye, which is going to scratch her iris. She's going to be ruined.
Yeah, they're all going to end up
blind. That's why he wears glasses, probably. He ruined his eyes just staring at the sun.
His king
it's not
is
night
just
time.
Rubbing shit in women's eyes and them rubbing it back in his eyes. Anyway, and then she returns the favor and he says, that feels amazing. And she says, oh, well, I'm not doing it right then. Funny, Kristen. She's funny. She's
Call
funny
him
and
out.
She's cute. And then they start kissing.
Yep.
Oh, and it's sexy.
It
and then some Chinese music is playing in the background, but it's more romantic Chinese music this
beautiful.
Time.
Beautiful.
It's not like funny thematic, you know? It's more
yep.
like la la la. Woohoo. So yeah, good on her. She gets a rose. I didn't write it down, but I assume.
Yeah, I think she got a rose.
After that performance, tell you what. And then we have a group date.
Yes.
And on this date are Abby, Sagand, Cassandra, and Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
And
Sagand is immediately pissed off when Abby's name gets called.
Yes. Yes.
How dare the producers put the girl that I'm angry with on the same date as me? Honestly.
Yeah, it's not like that was a direct result of your behavior. So they're meeting Matt's friend Kate, who he was in her wedding party or some bullshit.
Yeah.
Or something.
He's going to be a groomsman.
Right. And then they find out, it's not just Matt's friend who's there. And then four people show up. And then I've just written, why is Cass still there? She sucks.
Why do you hate Cass?
I don't know. Ever since she was like, I'm fun. She just annoyed me a little bit.
Okay.
There's only room for one short woman in the entertainment industry, and it's me, okay? So Ellie cries because her friend is there, and she cries, and she's like, I'm so happy to see her. And then Abby cries because her sister's there, and she's like, I'm so happy. And then Sagan's like, why is Abby crying? And it's like, okay, well, Ellie's crying.
Has my merciless bullying and making all the other girls turn on Abby meant that Abby is excited to see her sister who she's known her whole life and knows understands her? How dare she fake cry?
She's such a fake bitch. Anyway, so we cut to Sagan talking to her friend Max.
Yes. Max gives Sagan some, I think, good advice.
He's like, it's so funny how much of like a sassy gay cliche this guy is. Perfect casting. Mm-hmm. And then you hear Abby laugh, and then Sagan's like, I don't like her, just talking to her friend within like meters of Abby. And then Max says to camera, Sagan is like an onion. She's very passionate.
Onions.
Oh, what? maybe they cut out the she's layered bit or something.
She's layered and very passionate. Is that what you can say?
I don't know. He does say to her, though, he says, you've just got to be you, except the crazy part.
He also told her to not, he said, don't fixate on things that annoy you.
It seems like that's something she does.
Yes.
He did not seem very surprised.
No, he was like, oh my God. I think he would have also been slightly worried for her, being like, if you do this on TV, you're going to get cast as a horrible demon and kind of slightly rightly so, because I've seen this side of you.
Yeah. He's like,
and that's why I'm telling you not to do it.
Yeah, put your best foot forward, not this other fucking shit foot.
We've talked about this. This is why I'm your only friend left.
This is going to be a whole other Emily all over again. So then the girls get to sit down with Kate and talk about Matt. Mm-hmm. So Kate can give her opinion on these girls. So first we have Ellie.
Who's the sweetest.
Obviously.
Yeah.
She's just a fucking... She's got to be number one at this point, right?
She's an angel. Yeah.
Everyone loves Ellie, which for some reason doesn't draw me to her.
Yeah, well, she just seems
because
she just
I
seems
love
very
mean bitches.
Genuine and sweet, but we don't know anything about her personality yet. Like, all we know is she's sweet. We don't know what jokes she makes. We don't know anything about her, really.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. But Australia's fallen in love with her.
Yeah, because she's sweet.
The editing is just like, yeah. Oh, she's perfect. Even though I'm sure she's very lovely.
Yeah.
But on top of that, what else? I'm sure there's a lot there.
Tell me.
We've not seen it.
No.
Oh, there was that time they talked about the lawn.
That was a funny quip. That was funny when she commented on the lawn and not the flowers.
So Ellie tells Kate that she likes Matt, whatever. I kind of dissociated during this because it was just sweet.
Yeah.
So Kate obviously likes her. And then we have Cassandra, who just talks about her business the whole time. She's got a jewelry business or something.
Yeah.
And kids, she's like, oh, she says, as long as it's before 40
or 42.
Which is so late to have kids. I mean, it's fine, but like, yeah. That you don't want kids if you're waiting until you're 40. It's like,
no.
I'm from what I understand, it's harder to have kids as you get older.
Yeah, if you,
it really is like a back burner thing for Cass, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. If you're planning on them at 40 or 42, it's saying I can take or leave it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I don't want children, so I am. I feel like I'm fine to
you're
understand.
You're like,
yeah,
that. If it happens at like 50 or 55, that's fine.
Or whatever. No, I'd
You'd what?
If me.
Excuse, what did you just say?
I would have bought.
Okay.
Leave
no stone unturned.
Okay.
If you're 50, you trust me, you'll be fine.
If I'm 50.
You raw dog it, Danielle.
Babe.
Babe, what?
Babe, yeah, no, I'm not saying, but I mean, if I'm 50
yes.
and I get pregnant, I'm not having that baby. I will never have another moment of peace for the rest of my life. I'll die before it leaves the house. I'm assuming I live to 68.
Anyway, Cassandra, obviously it's not going to, and she's like, yeah, I'd move to Melbourne. I want to expand my business there anyway.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes it sound like a convenient thing.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like passionate. Oh, I mean, did he sort of own or rent his own house? Yeah, I'll move in.
Yeah.
It'll be helpful for me.
And then Kate talks to Abby, who says she's open to getting married and having kids, but not dying to. And then later she says, ideally she'd be married with kids in 5 years or something like that.
Yeah.
There's some sort of thing doesn't add up or whatever, who cares? She's clearly just panicking because Kate's like, that doesn't fit in with Matt's plan, so that she's backtracking.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, also, it's like, they probably edited stuff out where she could have been like, Kate would have been like, would you do it in the next 5 years? And then she could have said, ideally, yeah, sure, maybe in 5 years I'd start to think about marriage and kids, you know? Mm. But they could have edited out to say, ideally.
Now.
Yeah. ASAP.
Yeah. Kate doesn't seem, whatever, she's not, you just tapping Tarzo on the head?
Yeah. Well, I was listening to you. What did you draw attention to it?
Because you were kind of just looking away from me and then just bopping my dog repeatedly on the head while he inexplicably stares.
It's a good photo.
At the TV screen. About
good photo. He was looking
30
at 420. He was. It's 420
on
the TV.
Oh, that's classic Tarzo. Yeah. That's me doing the sound of a bong. You know what we're like. And then we cut to Matt is talking to all their friends as well. For the most part, this is boring, but he does speak to Sagan's friend. And they're wearing exactly the same outfit, which is insane.
Yeah, what were wardrobe thinking?
I don't know. It's like they weren't thinking at all. Have you seen that video of those news
Or maybe
reporters?
They were thinking. But like fun topic of conversation.
This will be fun. This will be a bit of a laugh.
He'll love this. Matt loves fun.
He does. Just like Cass. Anyway, Sagand. Max mentions that Sagand thinks one of the girls is not here for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. But then he's like, that's what she said. I don't even know. I didn't even catch the name. And Matt's like, oh.
Who? Matt is, can we say, into gossip. Matt wants to know who it is now that this man has said may not be here for the wrong reasons. And guess what? There's a lot of people here who are in there for different reasons.
Yes.
Let's not, like, oh, Abby seemingly doesn't have a jewelry line or anything that she's trying to plug.
No.
You know?
She doesn't come across as that at all. And I don't even think that Sagan thinks she's coming across as that.
Also, I'm sorry, but Cass, sorry, it's just like, listen, last year we had a jewelry designer in the house and we know what their jewelry looks like because it was in our faces and it was iconic and noticeable.
Oh my God.
And some of us know
Someone
the name of the jewelry line.
Danielle, those freaking cicadas. You don't want the cicadas now. You want
No, I want
else.
The little bees. She but I think I don't bees. Even know if they're on the line. Honestly, if you buy me something, just be like, what would Danielle like? Think about it. Get them to me. But I like we know what her jewelry looked like. And she bought some in so that girls in the house could be wearing it. People could be like, oh, what are those earrings?
Yeah.
I've not noticed anybody's jewelry in this season. Or cared. So, Cass, step your game up. And honestly, you should have bought...
Sorry, Cass.
You should have bought in your biggest sellers for the girls throughout the house to wear so that they could be on camera.
Absolutely.
On screen.
We should look up
Why did you come into the house if it wasn't to flog your jewelry? Because you're not here to get married and have kids in 5 years.
No.
So, let's chat, Cass.
Let's chat about your business plan.
Let's chat about your business plan.
Please?
You need to get those earrings, those necklaces, whatever you're selling, get them on camera.
It's like she didn't learn anything. No. Kat did it so well.
Kat did it amazingly.
Yeah.
They were on Bachelor in Paradise too.
They were.
Like.
Longer than Kat was.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Then
Always be selling. Sorry.
Yep.
I'm just...
ABS. So Sagand has a chat with Kate.
Yeah.
They talk about Matt for about 2 seconds before mm-hmm. Sagand forces the Abby conversation.
Yep.
Right? Can we agree on that?
Yes.
It does not come up organically.
It does not seem to come up organically.
And she's just like, can't wait to get into it. She brings up the fucking quiz thing again. If I hear about it one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. And then Kate is listening to Sagand, which is odd because usually this doesn't work.
Yeah, usually they're like, I don't like it when people bitch about other people in our short amount of time that we're given. Surely they should be spruiking themselves.
Exactly. Surely you want to talk about Matt.
Yeah.
Not someone else. So then Kate and Matt have their little aside and he's like, what did you think of all these women? Obviously she likes Ellie. She thinks the 3 to 5 year plan is realistic for her.
Yeah.
She says, Abby seems lovely, but she said marriage isn't the be all and end all for her. But also she said she could see it in 3 to 5 years. That's fine.
Yeah.
So that's a direct quote from Kate. That's not contradictory in my opinion, the way that she stated it there. Like it's not the be all and end all, but she could see it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're so biased. We love Abby. She tells him that Sagan thinks that Abby is lying or not there for the right reasons, blah, blah, blah. And then Matt's like, that'll be who Max was talking about.
Yeah.
And then he says...
Yeah, so seemingly now, like, Matt is getting hate for Abby from both... Kate and Sagand's friend, both, all of this has come from Sagand.
Yep.
So, and it's like, Abby's not said anything bad about Sagand to Matt.
No.
Or to her friend, seemingly. We haven't seen any of that edited in, which I feel like they would have edited it in if there was, like, bitching backwards and forwards on both sides.
Mm.
So, I just want to be like, Sagand, just focus on you, babe.
Yeah. She's her own worst enemy.
Yeah.
I feel. Because she's just, man, like, You're 30 years old. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're just like, come on. Aren't 30-year-old women supposed to be secure? Because that's what I'm waiting for. When I turn 30, I wake up on my 30th birthday, I'm going to love myself. Because that's what I've been promised by older women.
Okay. we might have to put in a little bit of groundwork before that. Okay?
No.
We've got a few years.
That's your gift. That's what you get for getting you get wrinkles, and then but you like them. That's the deal.
That's not the deal because we still market anti-wrinkle creams and wrinkle creams.
No, that was before Lizzo.
Okay. By the way, I still cannot stop listening. Yesterday I was stuck listening to the, I'm a thick bitch, I need tempo.
What? Fuck it up to the tempo. What? Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, I can't stop. I love when Missy Elliott pops out of the hood.
Of the car?
But the hood as well. It's yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. If you're not listening to Lizzo, stop listening to this podcast and listen to Lizzo and then come back.
Yeah.
You'll be better off for it. And that goes for anyone because Lizzo is for everyone. So Matt asks Kate, is there any women's intuition? He really trusts women. That's what I like about him.
I mean, that's what's good, isn't it?
And she said there's some serious yellow flags. She says about Abby, I don't think she's here for the wrong reasons, but I don't think she's here for the same reasons. Which honestly sums it up pretty well.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Because if Abby doesn't want to get married in 3 years, then yeah, they are different reasons. But also, they're not bad reasons. She just doesn't want to fucking get married right now.
Yeah, and they didn't know coming into this house who their bachelor was or what their timeline was.
What contract they have to sign about their entire life.
Yeah, that's fine. She's not here for the wrong reasons. And if their timelines don't match up exactly, that's fine. But it should be about finding the right person.
Mm.
So if, and then you compromise on that timeline. It shouldn't be like, this is my perfect match, but she wants to have children in 7 years. Or there's this other girl who's fine, but she wants to get married and have kids within 5 years, which matches up with me. So we'll probably be divorced in like 10 years, but we're going to have kids.
We'll get a lot of good red carpet looks in at the Logies.
Yeah.
Up until then. it's, you know, but when you get along so well with so many women, it's not like it's between one great person and one shit person. I'm sure it's already a bit confusing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But then also I feel like they, choose someone near the start and then they just have to go through the motions of trying it with other people. That's what I feel like it happens. Because they all usually end up with someone who they, had their first kiss with or, took on one of the really early dates.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's always what's happening.
Yeah.
And they have to date all of them because that's the show.
Yeah.
You know? And they're like, well, I might as well make out with a bunch of hot people.
Yeah. I mean, why couldn't we, honestly, why couldn't we do The Bachelor, right? We do The Bachelor. We can go through we can date people. But then if he picks one that he likes or she picks one that she likes, we stop it and we go live with them in real life for a bit. It's a bit like Bachelor, then Married at First Sight, you know? Like we see them
it's
and then
Bachelor and then 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah. And then we see it in the real life, see how it pans out.
Well, that sounds great.
Thank you. I'll write in.
Right. I'll call up. Yeah. Let's tweet at Osha. Okay. So we go to the cocktail party. So Matt's taken aback by this whole Abby thing.
Yeah.
But he's like, I know Kate's my friend and stuff, but, you know, I've got to trust my instincts.
Also,
as well.
Ellie got the rose. Did we say that?
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Lucas. But yeah, I feel like Matt's saying, I trust Abby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, I know that she's not a dick and she's not, you know,
using me.
He can tell.
Yeah.
So we go to the cocktail party. Elena looks so good.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This outfit, this red two-piece.
This red ensemble.
I loved the neckline on the top one, the high
straight
neck.
Across, yeah. Yeah. And then a little bit of a midriff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, were they pants?
Yeah, those were pants.
Matched her bright red lipstick.
Is she tall? Surely you have to be tall to wear those pants.
She's so tall. She's just a tall, beautiful blonde woman.
Yeah, okay. You've got to be tall to wear those pants, I think.
I found a tweet from someone. It said, wow, Elena's so beautiful. Does she cycle? And it was by a guy and his Twitter handle was Cycle Man. I think he just likes to cycle. It was like seeing a beautiful woman. It's like, I wonder if she's got a bike. Good on him. He's got a hobby. Anyway, Elena looks so good that he must kiss her. Yeah. He simply must.
He has to.
Remember, they
He's been thinking about it since they fucked the pearl.
Yeah, they fucked the pearl, but they did not kiss on that date because he was still all, you know, highly strung about the dog cunt.
Yeah, he thought he saga. Was. He thought he was being called out for being a slut.
Yes, so he slut shamed his way back into his little virgin closet.
Yeah,
which is not the way it should be.
Then anyway, he came back out kissing with full force.
Oh my god!
Now he's back into it.
And did they kiss at a cocktail party again?
Yeah, what's going to happen
source
here?
Source of the original drama. Yeah, but they just fully make out again. It's with. This is exactly what happened with Abby when they got in trouble for kissing at a cocktail party.
No.
Just bright red lipstick. But no, Abby, I mean the lipstick.
Yeah, okay, because I was about to say, Abby was also at the orchard.
Where no one could
step where nobody
in.
Could walk in.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't the case with Elena. I just meant that, A, he was wearing glasses.
Yeah.
But he constantly kept having to clean. And, B, she was wearing bright red lipstick that got all over his face.
Yeah.
And then cut to Elena, who was a bit worried because they didn't kiss because he's kissed all these other women. So she's like, what's wrong with me? Am I just imagining that we have this connection? So cut to her. She says, thank fuck, essentially.
Yeah.
Those are her words. And then you cut to Matt after they've made out and he's just covered in lipstick and he's just laughing. He says, I look like the Joker.
Oh, my God.
He's cute. He's
yes,
so cute.
I know.
Cute.
You
he's
love
very
it.
Very sincere.
Yes.
If I find out he, like, voted for Scott Morrison, I don't know what I'll do. I'm so scared.
Oh, my God, let's not, like, act like you didn't have a crush on a politician.
Yeah, but I couldn't help that one. That was, like, a weird...
Yeah, I mean, don't you can still say...
Christopher Pine, for anyone who's wondering.
Having a crush on The Bachelor.
Doesn't mean I'm going to vote.
He's being forced down your throat, like, in the show.
And I welcome it.
Exactly.
He says, kissing Elena, I can't even articulate it. Okay. Well, don't worry about it because we saw the whole thing.
Yeah, we know you got a boner, Matt. You can just say you got a boner.
So glad that she's been made to stick around. Rachel pops her head up, finally becomes useful.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I don't like Sagan as a person. She's two-faced. She should know better. It's disgusting. This is in reference to Sagan's telling Kate all that stuff.
Yeah.
So she tells, Abby about it, and she says, what the fuck is wrong with her? And then cut to Rachel, who says, I'm still not a fan of Abby, but I need a bit of drama in my life. So, like, not the most altruistic, you know, motivations, I have to say, but I'm still glad for it because someone had to tell... It's like someone had to bring this up because Sagan is just like, she's so thrilled with herself that she's done this.
Yes, she's very happy.
And I'm very frustrated by it. And you can tell Abby's like upset. Like she's like, it looks like she's about to cry like this entire time.
Yeah.
She's not enjoying this at all. So part of me is like, Rachel, did you need to tell her this? But also it's good that she knows that this is going on.
Yeah.
Even as much as it sucks to hear it. So then Abby like goes up to Sagan and is like, hey, can we... Oh, no, this is before this. She says to Rachel, what intentions could I possibly have? It's again saying that she has the wrong intentions. Rachel says she needs to grow up. Seriously, she's 30, acting like a 4-year-old bitching about a 23-year-old girl.
Yes.
Amen. And then she says she's a fuckwit, hey. Yes.
Yes.
I love Rachel. She tells it like it is.
Yeah, well, she knows as well, like... If, like, Rachel said she doesn't, she's not a big fan of Abby or whatever, you know, whatever it matters, whatever she says, at least she can understand that she's 23 and that she doesn't deserve this bullying. Yeah. Nobody deserves this bullying.
If
but
she
the
was
fact
29,
that,
go for it.
No, but the fact that, like, a 30-year-old person who's older and knows better is doing it is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you would expect that if it was going to happen, it would be from another younger girl in their house.
Yeah, you should just be past this shit.
Yeah.
I just, at a certain point, you just start to get tired. And I'm not 30. I'm not even that close to 30 yet, but I'm already tired. I already could not be bothered if this was happening to me. And honestly, Abby seems more tired than Sagan.
Yeah.
So Abby pulls Sagan aside and asks Sagan what she said. And Sagan says, I would love to focus on me and Matt, trust me, but when... I'm asked a question, I'm not going to lie about it. And I've written next to it in brackets, liar, because she was like dying to bring it up. She said she was going to bring it up. She brought it up. So who's the liar now, honestly?
You again.
Because this is the only thing that's proven as a direct lie. Anyway, again, she brings up the fucking quiz because it's the only ammunition she has.
Yeah.
I'm so over it. I'm more tired of this than the dog cunt thing. I wish we were still talking about dog cunt.
We're all over it.
And yes, again, says the fact that she asked me, what am I supposed to do, lie to her? You don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
You were the one getting mad. But so she's mad at Abby for bringing up to Matt about Monique, like, oh, you're just here trying to sabotage other girls. But then she's done exactly the same thing.
Yeah, but also Kate didn't say, what do you think other girls' intentions are?
Yeah.
Kate was asking her about herself and then she like segued.
Yeah.
She was segued into it.
Well, I'm an engineer. Abby's a bitch. I'm 30.
I'm an engineer. And you know who's good at engineering?
Drama.
Drama?
Good.
Thank you.
Anyway, Abby says, what other reasons would I be here for? And then Sagan says, and this really upset me. I'm the victim here. She says, I have my doubts about you like 90% of the girls here. It's been brought up by your best friends in the house. Mm-hmm. No one else wants to say it to your face. Sorry, babe. Everyone talks about you behind your back.
Well, way to make a girl feel alienated and like she's got no friends and is alone.
That is absolutely such a mean thing to say.
That's like putting a knife into somebody.
You do not, even if that was true.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure it fucking isn't. I'm sure that they, like, a lot of them fucking bitch and stuff. But, you know, like, I'm Ellie.
Ellie's not bitching. Kristen's not.
No. Emma, no.
No.
Wow, all the selfless girls.
Emma's, like, waiting. Emma's just waiting. She's just like, walking around the house, just like, I can't wait till all these girls are gone. I can't wait till we get married.
What does she say on her?
She's like, she's probably like, Ellie, hey guys, who's gonna be my bridesmaids? And they're all like, Emma, what the fuck? Wait, you haven't won this. You're not.
Okay, fine. You can be maid of honor.
whatever.
I just remembered what Matt's first guess of that cake was. He said, "Is it wedding cake?"
Ah.
And then Emma says, "It can be our wedding cake." Oh, she is in it.
In it to win it.
Anyway, so, no. It's been brought up by your best friends in the house. But everyone talks about you behind you. Oh, my God. Like, I can't imagine ever, like, feeling so low. Like, my ex-boyfriend said that to me once. Like,
well, like
everyone hates you now. And, like, everyone. And I was, like, partying a lot and stuff. But I think what he was referring to was that I was, like, couch surfing at people's house. At these, like, my friend's house, and the girl who lived there, I'd used her shampoo a few times because I ran out of shampoo. But instead of like talking to me about it, one day the shampoo was just gone. And I was like, oh, whoops. Oh, well, because I grew up with sisters. Yeah. So whatever, you just use what's there. And then one of my male friends hugged me and said, oh, I know you've been using so-and-so's shampoo because your hair smells like hers. And I was like, no. I use Pantene because I'd bought shampoo by that point. So I was like, no, I use Pantene and she uses Tresemme. And he was like, oh, haha. And I was like, this is the most transparent thing in the world.
Yeah, he's been told to come over and tell you.
Absolutely.
Tell her that her hair smells like my hair.
Yeah.
Tell her you know.
Anyway.
Tell her she owes me $17 for shampoo.
Yeah, for fucking Tresemme. It's like $6 for 10 liters. But anyway, A, that girl was a coward. B, my ex-boyfriend who was like real pissed at me was just like using that as ammunition to hurt me. And it made me feel so shit, even though he was talking about fucking shampoo.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, imagine that when you don't have your support system at all.
Horrible.
So upset. Anyway, we get to the rose ceremony. Sagan is so happy. She's like, excited. She's like, I can't wait for Abby to go home. She really feels like she's ended it. which is pretty dumb because after the, like, dog cunt thing, Matt didn't even send Monique home.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Anyway, Osha says, I Osha saying how many roses there are and how many of them there are. I thought it was more people because of the way he apologized. He went like this. He was like, I'm so sorry, but one of you will have to leave tonight.
Yeah.
It's like,
we know, Osha.
That's actually like best case scenario for a rose ceremony. So Abby does get a rose, and Sagan's face, she just like goes like, she turns like to stone. It's so funny.
Because she was like, Abby's going home tonight.
Yeah, she's like grinning a little bit, and then all of a sudden she's just like completely flat faced. And then Cass goes home, which is so sad because she's so fun.
But also, their 40 to 42 is a bit late for Matt for kids.
40 to 40. I mean, that's absurd.
That's late for a lot of people.
That's just late biologically. Like, if you really want to have kids, you're not waiting until you're 42 on purpose.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No. Yeah. If you really want them.
If there are, like, no other complications in the way, you're not like, I'll just wait.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Cass. It was fun while it lasted. I'm sorry they all roasted you for being short. You didn't deserve that. You know?
We had fun times.
We did. So who knows what's going to happen with this stuff next week?
Who do you reckon final two will be?
Final two?
Yeah. Final three.
Okay. I accidentally saw a leaked photo of the top five.
Oh.
I don't think I can answer that question without giving away.
Okay.
Do you want to have a guess?
Top five?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to guess top five. Okay. So Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
Abby.
Mm?
Emma.
Mm?
Eleanor.
Mm.
Chelsea.
Interesting.
How many did I get right, do you think?
Well, I don't want to spoil these.
Okay, but you just tell me how many.
I can't remember exactly, but you might be spot on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I think you are spot on.
That's crazy.
I mean, there's some pretty clear front runners. Hey.
Yeah.
Sagan's got to go. I was really rooting for her at the start.
Yeah,
but you can't at 30 years old be saying to someone, everyone talks about you behind your back.
Yeah,
90% of people here hate you, or whatever, I'm paraphrasing, but.
It also seems like she's not focused on Matt if she's focusing on this other girl.
Yeah, and like repeatedly she's like, if it's not me, I just want it to be someone genuine. If it's not you, why do you fucking care so much?
Yeah.
He'll be fine. He's an adult man. You don't have to save him from a 23-year-old who said she didn't want to get married. And then she was like, oh, no, actually, okay.
Yeah.
She's not a succubus. Like,
no,
relax.
She's not a demon.
She's not a psychopath who, like, lied about having cancer or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it was that, sure. But chill out.
Yeah, settle down.
God, I'm over it.
Listen to your friend who said stop fixating.
Yeah. Just be the best you can be, and that means not the crazy part. But I also don't want Sagan to get bullied online.
Yeah.
I don't want any of these girls to get bullied online. Everyone was either like, everyone on Twitter was just being so mean. I'm not even going to repeat it, but it was either like, I couldn't even like any of the tweets.
Yeah.
They were all bullying someone. Like, they'd be like, I don't like Sagan, but, or they'd be like, I don't like Abby, but, and I'm like, why do you have to say that?
Yeah.
They're real people who read this shit. Yeah. I think everyone forgets that. Until you're the one who's being talked about online, I don't think you think about it. Anyway, what a thrilling double ep.
Yeah.
Are you having fun?
Yeah, I'm starting to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm starting to get around it now we've got this bullying happening.
Finally.
It's something I can get on board with.
But I also think we're actually going to watch people fall in love.
I hope so.
And I think that's exciting. Who do you think is going to win?
I think maybe. At the moment, I'm thinking Chelsea.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think they have the best chemistry.
Yeah, I think they have the same, like, I think they have good chemistry. I think they mentally seem to have the same banter. chats.
Nerd banter.
I keep on saying banter because this show says banter so much.
I fucking hate it when people say banter.
Banter, it's horrible. But you can't stop saying it when everybody
good,
else
yeah,
says it.
Yeah, we got good banter.
We got good banter. And seemingly she wants to sort of settle down soon too.
Yeah. So and let's not forget, she has a perfect rig.
Everybody in the house can't stop talking about it. Like, when we talk about, like, girls in the house not being able to find any way to masturbate, half the time they're probably not even masturbating over Matt. They're probably just like, oh, Chelsea's rig.
Oh, no.
Anyway. That's the end of the pod. Like the Facebook page, the Instagram, the Twitter, please. And write some reviews, Naomi. We'll be upset if you don't write a review.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to just find out now if we have any reviews.
No reviews.
Okay. No, we've got 3 new reviews.
Okay.
Oh, my God. We have 3 new reviews.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. No, this is an updated. We have an updated review.
Ooh.
Upgraded to 5 stars.
Thank God. From what?
But I'm going to assume 4 because okay. That's the lowest review we've ever had. Saucissin. Says, upgraded to 5 stars, but need to know the quality of Naomi's soil. You'll be happy to know I've more or less given up on my gardening because I suck ass at it.
Yeah, I can see that Naomi has seemingly one thriving plant, which is an easy plant to look after, the Monstera.
All right, well, you don't have to say it like that. Okay. You can say I have one good plant.
Okay, sorry. And then she has 2 other plants, which she's seemingly leaving to die.
fair. But I'm taking good care of the dog.
That is good.
He's thriving.
Thank God.
Hopefully the girls don't quit the pod or take a break for months at a time. Still amazing. Hopefully the girls don't quit the pod or take a break for months. What does that mean?
We've never taken a break for months at a time. How dare you?
What the fuck is this?
We've taken a break for weeks.
How dare you? Maximum. I wish you didn't update this review. Still amazing, funny, and insightful. Both these girls are absolute gems. More Tarzo content, please. Oh, always Tarzo content. It's the best content I have. Okay, this one, Engine Nerd 2013.
All right, did you write your own review, Naomi?
Great. As a Mexican man in the States, I never knew I would enjoy this so much. I should have checked my misconceptions. Funny people and a funny pod. Hope neither Naomi nor Danielle get cancelled. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
We don't want to get cancelled either. It'll happen.
Oh, yeah. Big
Kels
time.
Z-Man, also from the US, says, just yes, you ladies bring me joy and laughs nonstop. I love this pod, and I'm so happy that I have more funny women to listen to. If I could give you more than 5 stars, I would. Love the show and can't wait for more.
Wow, thank you so
These
much.
These are such glowing reviews.
Such
so
sweet
much.
Angels.
Listen to how much I'm not yelling. This is people really don't want me to scream.
People, honestly, they probably want to give this podcast a 3-star or 2-star review, but are terrified about your anger.
Absolutely, and they should be. You should be terrified of my wrath. So, as always, we get our music from Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.
For free.
And the song we've got this week is Welcome to the Show. Danielle, do you want to read out the description of this one?
Sure. A one-chord wonder designed to open a show. It has a long lead out for fading. Modulation about halfway through. That's the end.
So one of the less interesting...
Yeah, one of the most least interesting descriptions we've ever heard on the pod.
Yes. But, you know, that's Kevin MacLeod. He keeps you guessing.
Yeah, usually we hear about warlocks and elves or clave sticks or something.
And he makes it all fun.
That's true.
But this one, just a sincere description and a good song too.
A real banger.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening to the podcast. We'll be back same time, same place, anywhere. Get it? Because you can get the podcast anyway. And you can follow us on Twitter. I love to tweet about the show.
She does love to tweet about the show.
Love to live tweet. Instagram.
I already did these plugs.
Did you?
Yeah.
When?
Before I said follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Oh, you got just it like, over and done so quickly.
Well, thank you for listening to me. Jesus Christ.
Where was I?
Right there where you are. You have not moved.
No, I mean mentally. Where did I go?
Oh, no idea. Probably the cosmos.
I love the hangout in the cosmos.
I know.
Okay, well, we're going to end the pod because Danielle's getting mad at me. So we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bitch. Bitch.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.